वन्देहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of June, 1973, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Vam Sajivam.
Thank you. ಸಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುವಾದಿ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ರಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಜಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಷಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಿನಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೌ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಸಾಂಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿಯೋಧನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನವದೀಪ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾಮಾಯಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾಮಾಯಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಸ್ವಾಮೀತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಅಸಮಲ್ಲೋ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಅಸಮಲ್ಲೋ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಅಸಮಲ್ಲೋ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
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 ಉಷಿತ್ವಾಹಾಸ್ತಿ ನ ಪುರಿ
ಉಷಿತ್ವಾಹಾಸ್ತಿ ನ ಪುರಿ
ಮಾಸಾನ್ ಕತಿಪಯಾನ್ ಹರಿ
ಮಾಸಾನ್ ಕತಿಪಯಾನ್ ಹರಿ
ಸುಹೃದಾಂಚ ವಿಶೋಕಾಯ
ಸುಹೃದಾಂಚ ವಿಶೋಕಾಯ
ವಸುಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಿಯಕಾಮ್ಯಯಾ
ವಸುಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಿಯಕಾಮ್ಯಯಾ
Translation: ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿ or Lord Shri Krishna resided at Hastinapur for a few months to pacify his relatives and please his own sister, Subhadra. Krishna was to start for Dwaraka, his own kingdom, after the battle of Kurukshetra and Yudhishthir's being enthroned. But to oblige the request of Maharaj Yudhishthir and to show special mercy to Bhishma Deva, Lord Krishna stopped at Hastinapur, the capital of the Pandavas. The Lord decided to stay especially to pacify the aggrieved king as well as to please Subhadra, sister of Lord Shri Krishna. Subhadra was especially pacified because she lost her only son, Abhimanyu, who was just married. The boy left his wife, Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. The Lord is always pleased to satisfy his devotees in any capacity. Only his devotees can play the part of his relatives. The Lord is absolute.
So, we are personalist. We believe. Not the question of belief. But actually, the ultimate truth of absolute is a person. That is the statement of Vyasadeva. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yad gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti satyam. Tattvavid, those who are in knowledge of the tattva, of the absolute truth, they know that ultimately the absolute truth is manifested as a person like you, like me. Not exactly like you, like me, but so far personality is concerned, individuality is concerned, he is like us. In the Bible it is said, man is made after God. Because God is person, therefore we are person. Otherwise, where from our personality comes? God is the origin of everything. Therefore, he is the origin of personality, individual. Otherwise, how we are person, how we are individual? Where from we get this personality, individual. So, the foremost feature of the absolute truth is a person. And as a person, he has got the same feelings as we have got. As we have got feelings for our relatives, for our brother, for our sister, for our friends, for our enemies. The same thing there is also. If you study your personality or your friend's personality, you can get a rough idea of the Supreme Personality. Because our personality is dependent on the Supreme Personality. Mamai Vangs. We are simply fragmental personality. Just like the sparks and the fire, or the drop of ocean water and the ocean. The difference is in quantity. A drop of ocean water or a fragmental spark of the fire is of the same quality like the fire or the ocean, but in magnitude it is very, very small. God is Vibhu, the greatest, and we are the smallest. God is infinite, we are finite. Infinitesima. That is the difference. Otherwise, everything is there as we have got. Just like the Son inherits the quality of the Father. Similarly, we are supposed to be sons of the Supreme Person. Therefore, in minute quantity, we have got all the qualities of God. Not all, 78%. In very minute quantity. That is our perfection. If we revive godly qualities, 78%, in minute quantity, that is our perfection. That is there, already there. Simply, it is covered by this material energy. Otherwise, everything is there. So, the feelings of affection, there is also in Krishna. So, Krishna expands. Eka bahushyam. Expands. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi stabhi jayeva nijarupataya kalavi. Krishna expands his energy. Ananda chinmaya rasa. Rasa, humor, mellows, to enjoy. He expands himself. Just like Sri Sarupa Damodara Goswami has given us the definition, Radha Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti, Alladini Shakti Asma, Ekatmanavapi Deha Bhedo Gato Kura, Chaitanya Akhyam Prakata Madhuna, Taddayam Chaikamaptam, Radha and Krishna, the same, absolute. But Radharani is the expansion of the pleasure potency of Krishna. We have got potency, as Krishna has got. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. This is the Vedic injunction. Paradise, absolute truth, has many potencies. Innumerable. Vividhaiva Sriyate. One of the potency is the pleasure potency. Just like we want some pleasure. Pleasure is the constitutional position of spirit, soul, or the absolute truth. Anandamaya Vyasa, God and we, being of the same quality, we are by nature always joyful. So our joyfulness is checked when we are in material condition. Therefore, there is struggle. We are hankering after to revive that joyfulness, but this contamination of material energy, satogun, rajogun, tamogun, they are checking obstacles. Therefore, we have to get free from these obstacles. Satogun, we have to go above the Satogun, Shuddha Satta. Then again, we revive our original position of joyfulness. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Na Sochati Na. This is the joyfulness. No lamentation, no anger. We hanker after something which we want, and we lament for something which we lose. Here there are two business, something gaining and something losing. It's like businessmen. They have got two business, either to make profit or to lose. At the end of the year they calculate whether you are loser or gainer. But in the spiritual world there is no such thing as to gain or as to lose. There is nothing. Absolute. There is absolute. That idea we haven't got just now, but that is the nature of the spiritual world. There is no question of loss, nor there is any question of gain. Simply ananda, ananda, pleasure. Pleasure means because there is no loss. Ananda ambudhi badhanam. There is ananda. And ananda ambudhi. Ambudhi means the ocean. Here the ocean does not increase. If the ocean increases, then whatever small land we have got, it would have been finished. No, ocean does not increase. We have seen that Los Angeles on the beach, the big Pacific Ocean, but just about 3 years or 4 years off from the ocean, we are walking. We are confident that although the Pacific Ocean is so big, powerful, it cannot come here. Only a few years off, we are walking, confident. So everyone is working under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Ocean, although very powerful, very big, still, by the order of Krishna, it cannot go beyond the limit. It cannot go. So, everything, jasya gaya, bhramati, kala chakra, jachaksuri, sasabhita, sakala grahana, raja, samasta, suramurti, asesu teja. So this sun, unlimited heat, Asesa, teja, heat. But it is also limited. It cannot expand so much heat so that we may burn into ashes. The sun can do that. As the big ocean can overpower all your cities and towns in a second, similarly, the sun also can burn the whole universe within a second. It has got so much potency, temperature. But jasya gaya bhramati sambhrita kala chakra. No. The kala chakra, I think the scientists also say that the sun from the orbit, if it comes this side 1 inch or that side 1 inch, one side coming this side, the whole universe will be frozen. And the other side, whole universe will be burned. I do not know whether there is any scientist, they say. But it cannot go this side or that side. Sangvrita Kala Chakra, the orbit which is given by Krishna, that you shall travel within this orbit. Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamaham Bhaja. So everything, and what to speak of ourselves. We want to become independent. What is the meaning of independence? Even the sun, moon, or the sea, ocean, nobody is independent. And how we can be independent? We are teeny, very small. There is no question of independence. The so-called independence, as we fight for independence, That is Maya. There is no question of independence. When I first met my Guru Maharaj, on the first meeting, he said that you go to preach in the Western country. I was surprised. There was no acquaintance. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, you are all educated young man, you should go and preach. I replied that we are dependent nation, Indians, who will hear us? Nobody will hear us. So at that time he explained dependence and independence. Temporary, it has no meaning. Actually, at that time I could not realize the independence. We are waiting for independence. What independence we have got? Independence means you go for 1 kilo of rice and stand there for 2 hours. This is our independence. Everything is controlled. You cannot get to. And the price, before independence, the price of rice was 2 anas, or 5 rupees, 6 rupees per month, 2 anas per kilo. Now it is more than 2 rupees. Everything. Practically, we have increased our dependence, not independence. In the name of independence, we have increased our dependence. So actually there is no independence, but we manufacture so-called independence. Nobody is independent. I thought we are so much dependent on the state rules and regulations. America is independent. When I went to America, I saw they are so dependent that any young man could be called for military service without any objection. So the whole nation is dependent on the whims of the military board. So dependent. So we are dependent. So long we are under the control of Maya, we are dependent. We are dependent. Our constitutional position is dependence, servitude. So by false declaration, we think that we are now going to be independent. We shall not serve Krishna. We shall become independent. I shall become Krishna. As the Mayavadi thinks that he shall become Krishna, I shall become God. That is another dependence. We cannot be independent. That is not possible. And to remain dependent, that is our happiness. That we do not. Instead of declaring independence, if we remain dependent, that is our happiness. Just like children, women, shudras, their happiness, dogs, their happiness is when they are dependent. They are artificially, now, in India also, the women are imitating independence. But I have seen in the Western countries, in your country, the independence, declaration of independence by the woman class is not their happiness. They are unhappy. Better to become dependent upon father, upon husband, and upon elderly children. That is their happiness. Just like Kunti. Kunti, so much qualified lady. She can call any demigod. She got one benediction from Durvasa Muni. When she was a young girl, she said Durvasa Muni, Maharaj Kunti Bhor used to invite so many saintly persons. That is the system in India still. So, once Durvasa Muni became a guest of Maharaj Kunti Bhoj, and Kunti served Sridhar Bhaskaracharya, he was very pleased. And he gave her one benediction that you can call any demigod by your suit as soon as you desire the demigod. So Kunti, she was a girl, she made an experiment, immediately called the Surya, the sun god, and he came. So Surya asked him that you have called me, you take some benediction, take a son from me. She refused, no, I am unmarried, I cannot. No, there is no harm. Your son will be born from the ear. Generally, the son is born from the vagina, but Kunti's son was born from the vagina. Therefore, Korno. The first son was Korno. Unmarried. Therefore, Karna was given away because she could not sow. And when Karna was floating on the water, that one carpenter picked her and then he raised him. The Karna was known as the carpenter's son, Shudra's son. Actually, he is Kunti's son. So when Karna was killed, Kunti began to cry. And Yudhishthira Maharaj inquired, Mother, why you are crying? At that time she admitted, Karna was my son. Oh, such a secret you did not disclose. We treated Karna as our enemy. We could have taken. Oh, there are so many incidences like that. So, there are so many things in the Mahabharata, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can learn. Social, political, economical, philosophical, religious, anything. Veda. Veda means knowledge. So these are Vedic literatures. Pancham Ved. Mahabharata is Pancham Ved. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Nigama kalpataru golitam phalamidam. Nigama. Nigama means Vedic literature. And it is kalpataru. Kalpataru means desired. Whatever knowledge you want, you'll get it. Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda, Veda Jnana. So Veda means Jnana, knowledge. Any type of knowledge you want, there is in the Vedic literature. So it is meant, Veda, Jnana, knowledge is meant for the human society. It is not meant for the animals. Animals cannot study Veda. And what is the purpose of Veda? The purpose of Veda is to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. This is Veda. If you try to understand, or if you understand very little, cannot understand Krishna fully, Krishna himself cannot understand himself. So, it is not possible. But whatever Krishna is speaking about himself in the Bhagavad Gita, he 100%, 1% you can understand, then your life is saved. Vedic knowledge. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva. So, all these relatives of Krishna, the Pandavas, his sister Subhadra, Krishna Balaram Subhadra. Subhadra was sister of Krishna. So, Baladev wanted to hand over the sister to Duryodhana, and Krishna wanted to hand over the sister to Arjuna. Two brothers, difference of opinion. But elder brother's order cannot be disregarded. Therefore, Krishna planned that Arjuna may kidnap his sister. So Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna in the dress of a sannyasi. Don't learn this business, sannyasi. But Krishna planned it. That he come, because he was known, he becomes as ordinary Arjuna, then he will be recognized, because he is the cousin brother. Therefore, he covered himself as a sannyasi, just like Ravana. Ravana also kidnapped Sita Devi as a sannyasi. So in former days also, the sannyasis were very expert in kidnapping. Yes. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, sannyas is forbidden, because they will not be able to follow the rules and regulations. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated, he himself became sannyas. Therefore, we are trying to follow his footsteps to accept sannyas, but we should not become a sannyasi like Ravana. No, we should try to follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very strict. No woman could approach him. They were allowed to offer obeisances from distant place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict about ashram. Even in his grihastha life, he was very strict. He would not play any joke with any woman except his wife. And that also, once he joked with his wife, not with any other woman. So he was so strict. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion is that Vishayinam sandarsanam athajusitanch ha hanta visabhakshanadhapasad Vishayinam sandarsanam, to mix very intimately with the Vishayis. Vishayi means those who are very much fond of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They are called Vishayi. They have no other business. So practically at the present moment the whole world is Vishayi. But this line, Krishna consciousness line, is so transcendental that one has to give up this Vishayi idea. Vishaya chariya serase mojiya mukhe bolo hari hari. We chant hari hari. But actually, we can chant hari hari only when we give up vishaya. Vishaya chariya serase. Otherwise, hari hari is not purely chant. Therefore, there are 10 kinds of offenses. We have to give up Suddhana when we chant pure Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we are elevated to the platform of transcendental love. Otherwise, we can attain up to liberation, not on the platform of loving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict about Vishayi and Sri Sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, what is the business of a Vaishnava? He summarized in 2 lines. Asatsanga tyagi Vaishnavacha. Asatsanga tyagi, to give up the association of asat. Asat means materialistic. So who is asat? Now, asat acts Trishanga. And Krishna bhakta. Those who are too much attached for material enjoyment, they are asat. And one who is not devotee of Krishna, he is also asat. So you have to give up the company of this kind of people who are too much materially attached and is not devotee of Krishna. If we can avoid these 2 persons, then we can be fixed up in devotional service.
Sir, Vishistha hastinapuri maasan kati payan hari srihidang cha vishokaya sasuscha priyakamaya. Sasu means sister and the relative. So although Krishna is unattached, still he observed the social obligation. There was great fight. All of them lost their relative. Not only the Kauravas lost everything, but the Pandavas also. Just like Subhadra's son, Abhimanyu. He was only 16 years old. His wife, Uttara, she was once taught by Arjuna. She was disciple, student. Arjuna was teaching her dancing. Virat Raj, King Virat's daughter, Uttara, they were in disguise, Ajnatavas. So the Virat Raj did not know that Arjuna was living in his house. So this daughter of Virat, Uttara, when Arjuna was known that he is Arjuna, he requested that you marry my daughter. So Arjuna said, no, how can I marry? She is my disciple. She is my student. She is just like my daughter. How can I marry? Then he promised, thou shalt get her married with my son, although he is not very grown up. So Abhimanyu was Krishna's son from the womb of Subhadra. So he was married. Only 16 years, almost of the same age. Fortunately, Uttara became pregnant. So Abhimanyu went to fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He never returned. So Parikshit Maharaj was posthumous child. He took his birth after the death of his father. He did not see not only father, many, because it was after the battles. He was the only survivor of the whole Kuru dynasty. He was also attempted to be killed by Ashwatthama, by Brahmastra. Krishna said, Parikshit Maharaj was born after the death of his father. The grandfathers took care of him. And as soon as the child was grown up, all the grandfathers, Pandavas, entrusted the kingdom to Parikshit Maharaj and they left home. Thank you very much. Thank you.